This is Jay Sekulow in Boston. One of the terrorists, an Islamic radical, killed. His brother on the loose.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Breaking news from Watertown, Massachusetts, and now we have confirmation. If you're just joining us or waking up this morning, suspect number one, age 26, with roots out of Chechnya and Russia, is dead. Suspect number two, said to be his 19-year-old brother, is still at the moment on the loose, and there is a massive manhunt throughout the city and surrounding communities in and around Watertown, Massachusetts, to find that 19-year-old and to take him into custody.
We believe this to be a terrorist. We believe this to be a man who's come here to kill people. We need to get him in custody.
This 19-year-old man put an explosive down on a street next to an 8-year-old child. His name is Martin Richard, and he's dead today as a result. A 23-year-old Chinese student studying here at Boston University is dead as a result. A 29-year-old American woman who was just at the finish line at that moment at 2:50 local time on Monday afternoon, she is dead as a result. 160 people wounded, some of them without legs, forced amputations. That is something that the wounded will have to carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Well, if these two young men are Chechens, they come from a region where terrorism has been a way of life, especially in recent years, motivated by two factors. One, Islamic radicalism, and two, a desire for independence from Russia. The Chechens, you may recall, were responsible for the massive hostage-taking at the theater in Moscow about 10 years ago, over 100 hostages dead.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've been analyzing this entire situation through the evening. Jordan's in our studios in Washington, D.C. with our Director of Governmental Affairs, Than Bennett. Skip Ash, Senior Counsel, head of our National Security Group in our office in Virginia. He's in our studio there. David French, Senior Counsel with the ACLJ. Currently a judge advocate general in the United States Army, is with us in our media center. We've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, for those that have been following this, we now know who the bombing, not just suspects now, who the two individuals that apparently have done this unbelievable act of terror. They are Islamic radicals. They are Chechenian. And that's significant. Chechnya is an ethnic minority living in the Russian North Caucasus region. They are largely a Muslim population. They have a distinct hatred for the West and a real hatred for Russia as well. They are involved in some of the most brutal acts of terror in world history, including specifically targeting children, bus stations, subway stations, schools. So this sporting event's attack by these, and I'm going to say it, folks, radical Islamic terrorists from Chechnya, originating from Chechnya. This was right in their game plan. One of them, still the youngest, on the loose, believed to be in Watertown, Massachusetts. We're taking your phone call on this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to go right to David French because, David, you served in Afghanistan. You said, 6 inches away from a Chechenian radical, and there are ties with Al-Qaeda, by the way, with the Chechenian rebels as well, the Islamists.
Yeah, in Iraq, we had Chechen terrorists who came to Iraq. They were among the worst, most savage terrorists that we faced. When we captured them or killed one of them, it was a big victory for us.
That's not dangerous.
They are savage beyond the comprehension of most Americans.
Jordan, you've been watching this. I know you've been following this since last night, right through today. I've been up early this morning as well. Your sense of what we've got right now?
Well, we saw the photos yesterday, though people were very careful. It was clear, though people kept referring to white males and lighter-skinned males, that this was not a right-wing extremist, that these individuals had the signs of someone from the Islamic world, I mean, to be quite honest.
Right.
And the Caucasus areas, as you can tell from the pictures that have come out, is not the typical Russian in the sense of what we think of mentally. This is a kind of middle between the Mediterranean areas and north of Azerbaijan, these areas. So, again, these are radical Islamists that have been linked to the worst terror attacks, the theater attacks, over 100 dead, the school kids, over 300 dead. Remember, we have condemned many European leaders
for their
strong moves against these groups.
All right, we're going to take your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you. Cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource, free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, the second suspect in the Boston bombing is still the younger brother of the two Islamic radicals. He described himself as a devout Muslim, but more than that, they did an act of terror right out of the playbook of Islamic radicals in Chechnya. This is Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ. This is their playbook. The Chechenian version of Al-Qaeda, and there are direct links between the two. This is right out of their playbook.
That's absolutely right. John Bolton was correct when he said that terrorism is their way of life. These people were, as general, the Chechen are vicious, and we've discussed some of that already in the program, but these folks are doing exactly out of the playbook, as you said. They put out a magazine where it teaches you how to build a bomb like they built using a pressure cooker and everything else. They went in there. They did it. It's relatively unsophisticated, but it doesn't need to be sophisticated to have the terror effect and to spread generalized fear. So they're right in the midst of this.
All right. So, Jordan, let's give everyone a little bit of geography here to understand exactly what we're talking about when we say Chechnya, because you just mentioned this in the chat of where it's located.
Sure. Well, obviously, Russia has got a huge territory, and so you've got a very diverse population with demographics and ethnic groups that have traditionally been there. So when you talk about the North Caucasus and you focus in on this area, and you look at, okay, what countries is this near? Just so you get an idea, this is just north of countries like Turkey, Azerbaijan, and Iran. Yeah. So this is how far south, Bulgaria also, how far south Iran goes in the country of Georgia, which has also had its own fighting against Russia, though has no links to Islam. This region in Russia is historically Islamic and has become radical since the 1990s and tied to Al-Qaeda. I mean, they were one of the first places that the leaders of Al-Qaeda went to find a safe haven, to find a place to operate. So they are no strangers, nor would the people there be, or their Islamic community be, to Islamic radicalism and a hatred of specifically Russia.
Right.
So this would be interesting and a new target that they would, the Chechens themselves, take a target to the United States, though, as David French pointed out, they were fighting in Iraq.
Exactly. So Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano goes before a House committee yesterday to discuss this, and again, speaks without thinking. Listen to number 9.
As President Obama has said, the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism, and the full force of the federal government will support the response and the investigation. There is no current indication to suggest the attack was indicative of a broader plot.
How can you operate assuming this is not part of a broader plot? Than Bennett, when she testified the day before yesterday in Washington, when we now know it's Chechen Islamists that are behind this, who have networks and cells throughout the United States, and that's been well documented.
This is a shameful adherence to a preconceived policy that they had adopted before this attack ever
happened.
Because
it interferes with their narrative of what this is the last thing they wanted to have happen.
Exactly correct. And listen, people have to hear what you're saying. Our leaders have an obligation to determine how to prevent these attacks in the future. And, Jay, they will be incapable of doing that if they will not call this for what it is. It's radical Islamic terrorism. All of the evidence is plainly there. And we have to stop being afraid to directly acknowledge that. Otherwise, it's just going to grow more rapidly.
I'm asking Will Haynes, our executive producer of this broadcast right now, and our guys, I also want Nick and Joe to be pulling this stuff up too. I want to see what the networks are calling these guys, okay? Let's see what they're calling them. I mean, I know Fox already had John Bolton on and they made a statement, but Erin Burnett yesterday on CNN went out of her way to say, these are just a couple of white guys. These are Caucasian. As if, first of all, as if you could be Caucasian and not be a terrorist, which is they're not mutually exclusive because you could have homegrown terrorists that are, radical terrorists here too. You have converts. There's all kinds of reasons. And we've had terrorists in and of ourselves. But the political correctness, David, of trying to ignore what we're looking at. These are Chechen Islamists that have been somehow radicalized. And, you know, we don't need to ask why they did it. They hate America. They hate for sure they hate Russia, but they're Islamists who hate Russia and hate the West.
You know, and anyone who knows anything about our terrorist threat knows that terrorists have been trying for some time to recruit more westernized terrorists, people who can come to America, fit in more easily, blend in more easily. Now, we don't know if that's what happened with these guys. We don't know if they got angry and inspired later on, or if they're part of a Chechen terrorist network, which would be the worst of all possible outcomes.
But you can't rule any of that out.
You cannot, and you can't. You know, one of the things that struck me is it's almost like in some quarters of the left, they were hoping it was some white redneck guy. It was like that was what they wanted it to be.
I've said this before, folks. I've been tempered the last 3 days because, we didn't have the information. I had suspicions. We all did. But the left's narrative is not being met. And Skip, you just came back from that conference in Israel. You got to call the terrorists who they are. I said when I went on the air this morning, I was going to call them radical Islamists. Because let me tell you something. Not every Muslim is a jihadist, but every jihadist appears to be a Muslim.
That's exactly right. If we can't recognize the enemy for who they are, we will never be able to defeat them. You know, you have all these anecdotes about going to getting on an airplane, and they will pick out some 3-year-old to search or some lady who's 86 in a wheelchair to search because we are trying to be so politically correct we can't pick out the obvious candidates for extra security. And this is going to defeat us in the end if we do not recognize reality and who the enemy really is.
Well, let me go ahead, Jordan.
This is so important, too. I want to know what mosque they went to. I want to know if there's another Al-Awlaki type out there that we didn't catch early enough here in the United States who was spreading this kind of terrorism with the 9/11 guys. And then made his way out to Yemen to inspire others. Is there a Chechen version of that, the local community? This is an Islamic community in America we have not paid a lot of attention to, but we know they're radical overseas, and it's why it needs to be a much broader net. We also know other people have been arrested here. Now, there's been a lot of reports, but we know there were people on the ground being held at gunpoint by police, taken away, some released, some stripped, others that may be related. They worry that the house could be completely booby-trapped, but right now they're focusing on finding this second guy.
Folks, let me tell you what they hate, okay? Let's just be realistic here. They don't like Russia for political reasons. They don't like us because of our freedoms and liberty. That's what it's all about. We've been offering all week, and we've sent out thousands of them, and I want to make sure you have it. To understand that as we've killed one of the terrorists and are tracking down the other, our foundations of freedom, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, because that's what they hate. We're going to send it to you absolutely free. You call us at 1-877-989-2255, and I'm going to send you Foundations of Freedom, especially right now, as that is what they are attacking. 877-989-2255. David, let me ask you this. We got a lot of calls, folks. We'll get to your calls in a moment, but we've got our experts here. I want to get their comments up before we take your calls, and then we'll all comment with the calls in a moment. David, you said you've dealt with the Chechenian Islamic radicals. What was it like?
You can't imagine how depraved they are. You cannot imagine. They're some of the forerunners of female suicide bombing. There was a huge problem with female suicide bombing in Russia. They're some of the forerunners of that technique. They're some of the forerunners of using children as victims the details of the Beslan school massacre in Russia, if that had happened in the United States, it would be a stain on our national soul, the equivalent of 9/11. 186 children killed, 380 people total in an intentional school massacre far beyond anything we saw at Newtown.
Yeah, and Skip, you're saying that that's their target modus operandi, is the children, the young people. This is kind of the sporting events. This is the modus operandi of the Chechens and Islamists.
They want to do two things. They want to have a political influence. They want to, in the case of Russia, for instance, they want to say, okay, we're going to raise the price so high, you will give up having us under your control. But they also want to spread a generalized fear in society that you can't be safe anywhere. And they go after the most vulnerable. Who are more vulnerable than small children in a school? And they went in there and they killed hundreds of them.
All right, Jordan, let me ask you this. We're getting ready to take a break here in a moment, folks. Hang on the line here. We'll get to your calls in a moment. We've got calls coming in wondering how'd they get in the country. How did they, you know, who are they, where
they
come from?
Legally. It appears the FBI has released the government.
Yeah, MSNBC and CNN, by the way, are both using terms like individuals and suspects.
Yeah, and I think this is the truth. Last night, about 2 a.m., when I was watching this and all the networks went live, and it went all from social media, which I was posted through our social media, actually, so anybody that was on the West Coast could see or that caught this before they went to bed and stayed up, that, listen, I've never seen a white supremacist or anyone else, other criminals in the U.S. who may be demented, throwing bombs at police officers, having assault weapons, what it appeared to be. I mean, in real shootouts where they just walked up and killed a cop for no reason. Then they hijacked a car, went into a 7-Eleven. I mean, these were bold, military-style terrorists who may have an ultimate goal of dying. Looks like they had IEDs strapped to them. When's the last time you heard about anyone other than an Islamic terrorist strapping IEDs on?
They call them individuals.
Suicide vests.
Yeah, individuals, suspects. I'm going to call them what they are. Radical Islamic terrorists originating from Chechnya. Foundations of Freedom is what we're offering today, folks. It's our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. What they hate, you need to understand what it means. Get it? We'll send it to you absolutely free. 1-877-989-2255. That's Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. Updated information will be at aclj.org, and Jordan will keep you posted at twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Back with more in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you. Cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began. began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
All right, we're getting more breaking information, folks. So according to NBC News, they still don't know, quote, while authorities are not sure of a motive, which, by the way, here's the motive. They hate America and Americans. I mean, they killed Americans, innocent civilians. NBC News learned that the counterterrorism officials in the United States government are examining possible links between the Boston bombers and the Islamic Jihad Union of Central Asia. Chechnya is predominantly, of course, a Muslim country. David, you said you know something about the Islamic Jihad Union of Central Asia.
Yeah, these guys have been responsible for attempted terror attacks. They tried to attack the Ramstein Air Base, U.S. military installation in Germany. They recruit from Central Asia. They recruit terrorists from Chechnya and nearby areas. Incredibly dangerous group. Incredibly dangerous. And they're part of the initiative to recruit terrorists who are more westernized, so to easier blend in and tougher to identify in a Western culture, in a Western society.
Does this, Jordan, you know, we've got this, everybody's running this kind of politically correct motive here, and Than, I want your comments on what's happening on Capitol Hill on this. You know, not wanting to identify whom they are. I wanted to say, as soon as we got the information confirmed, I didn't hesitate when we were talking about doing the opening today for the broadcast. That's what they are. I mean,
yeah,
and actually they say, yeah.
2 hours ago, I said, let's be clear, this is Islamic terrorism. This is radical Islamists. They're Chechens, and that's, you know, that's what we know. They may be tied to these jihad groups. They may be inspired by the jihad groups. These were guys who were on camera doing American media saying they have no American friends. They don't like America. They are Muslims. They are, and I think it flies in the face of this whole care assumption. This has nothing to do with Arabs. This has nothing to do with Pakistanis or people from other parts of the world who may be from Muslim world heavy areas. This is about Islam, and Islam is inspiring radicalism in the North Caucasus in Chechnya, right in Boston, Massachusetts, just the same way as it's inspiring radicalism throughout Europe, just the same way as it's inspiring radicalism in Afghanistan,
right,
or Pakistan, or Saudi Arabia and others. Do you realize now this has nothing to do with race and everything to do with a faith that has lost control all over the world, not just in one region of the world where extremism or where bin Laden and those guys were located, but all over the world, the religious people who may not be part of this have lost control.
Yeah, it's interesting. Reuters is now reporting that this is the younger brother that is still alive, the younger terrorist. He, by the way, these are both adult males. He posted links to Islamic websites and also called for Chechen independence on what appears to be his Russian language social networking site. His uncle said, you know, he hadn't spoken to them in a couple of years, and they knew nothing about Chechnya. But that apparently, you know, I'm not right now. You don't take anything as believable except the fact that we got one dead Islamic terrorist, one that is alive, and maybe others that are out there. Than, what is the sense? What are you hearing, if anything, this morning from our contacts on Capitol Hill?
Not a lot on Capitol Hill right now, but let me tell you what I am going to expect to hear from them, because we've got to stop just waiting for the response. This is what we have to expect from our leadership, Jay. It's got to start with the president. It's got to continue down to members of Congress. They have to be unafraid to call this for what it is. You heard it from Jordan a minute ago.
Right.
We know what these threats are. We have to get our head out of the sand. We have to directly acknowledge and address the threat. Otherwise, it can't be eliminated. The political correctness has to go. We can't just police areas. We've got to identify threats. Yeah.
Yes, and we do have a new report now. The 26-year-old, the older brother who is dead, who is the leader, was in and out of the United States for a total of 6 months. So that's been confirmed now. He's out of JFK Airport, so this is someone who could have had training, as people have seen how this has unfolded.
Yeah, people expected training here.
Unlikely that this is just two guys who placed bombs. These were people who had some kind of paramilitary training for urban warfare.
But along with that, Jordan, like you said a minute ago, the long-term planting in our society of radicals is something that is part of their scheme. So
absolutely,
obviously the in and out should have been part of this, but associates have been here for a long time, have to be monitored as well.
The moderate radical and the extremist radical, they're both radicals. One has patience. Go ahead.
here's the bottom line. If we catch the younger one, you know what he does not have? He does not have a right to remain silent.
Well, that is going to be the issue we talk about in the next half hour of this broadcast, folks. Barney Frank's calling them thugs, by the way, and morally deformed people. You know, this is, you know, yeah. Are we going to read him? Are we going to have Eric Holder telling the president this morning in his briefing, if we catch the younger one, we're going to say these words, younger Islamist jihadist that you are, you have the right to remain silent? You know what I say? Nonsense. You have no right to remain silent. We'll take you right now to Guantanamo Bay, do whatever inherent interrogation techniques necessary to find out what you did, why you did it, and who's doing it with you. Period. Because what they're attacking, again, is the very foundations of our freedom. But skip this issue of giving, you know, and Miranda warnings. I said it this morning to a couple of media sources, friends of mine, that that's what's going to be. You watch that become an issue.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, you can, that song, you can already sing the verses. But it's going to be exactly that, because they say that this will prove that American courts are capable of handling this. We need to recognize that American courts were not created to handle types of cases where people were out to destroy the very system that they're being tried by. That's why we have military courts. And it seems to me that in this case, the president could legitimately designate this person to be a combatant, one who has taken up arms against the United States, and we could have it handled within the military channels. And military courts, despite what people say, are fair courts. They're being looked at very closely, and you could have a fair trial there, but it operates under slightly different rules, and those rules allow us to actually defend ourselves from outsiders who seek to destroy the country.
All right, folks, next half hour of the broadcast, we'll be taking your calls. A lot of you have been on hold for a long time. Hang in there. We're going to get to your calls in a moment. The phones, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110, and we will get to your calls. I'm joined with David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ and currently a judge advocate general in the Army Reserve, served in Iraq and knows the Chechenian Islamic jihadists. Skip Ash, also a military man, served in the Pentagon as well, Middle East area expertise. Jordan, of course, in our Washington, D.C. office, who worked with the Justice Department during 9/11. And Than Bennett, who also served as a staff on Capitol Hill before he came to work with us at ACLJ. He worked in a congressman's office, good friend of ours, and has done leadership roles within the United States Congress staff. So our team is ready to answer your questions. We will take those when we come back. We've got Islamic radicals that are Chechenian in origin. This, to me, presents an even more troubling scenario, number one. Number two, let's be aware of what we're dealing with. Number three, let's call it what it is, Islamic radicals. Chechnya, very close to Turkey, very close to Iran geographically. So that's what you're dealing with. I think we've got to be realistic that we're going to be dealing with the Miranda issue. If this second terrorist is caught alive, we'll see. Maybe they'll be smart enough not to do that. But, you know, with this administration, I dare say I don't know what they're going to do. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to get one in quickly before the break.
Sure, we could try to grab a phone call now. Let's go to Eileen in Florida, line 3. Eileen, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for being
sure.
here. And exactly what you're saying is true. From someone who's been near the 9/11 incident, and seeing months before this horrifying thing coming and everybody calling you crazy. And even when this first happened, I'm glad you said the news must have reported it that way, because I was called a moron.
The news is still, most of the outlets we're monitoring are still calling them accused suspects, will not use the word Islamic radical jihadist. Even though their own evidence shows it. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. We're here for another half hour. SiriusXM listeners, you're getting the full broadcast. Everybody else, go over to aclj.org. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And if you want Foundations of Freedom, I'll send it to you right now at 1-877-989-2255. Just request your free copy. We'll send it right out to you. 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
There's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
All right, one down, literally. One Islamic jihadist radical from Chechnya is down. He's dead. The second one is still on the loose. We're expecting a news conference any moment. We will break into it. They are Islamic radical jihadists. You're hearing it on our broadcast. You're not going to hear that a lot on the news networks, although I will tell you that our friend John Bolton said if they're from Chechnya and they did this, they're Islamic radicals, because that's what they do. We're taking your calls. David French is with me here in the studio in our media center. Jordan and Than in Washington, D.C. Skip Ash in our offices in Virginia in our studio there. Let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take a call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Michelle in Florida, line 4. Michelle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Jay.
You're on the air.
Okay, yes. I wanted to mention that there was a... I think in Moscow, there was a big situation with Chechens that I don't think you mentioned.
No, we did. We went through the list of them. They bombed the Moscow theater, killing 120 hostages there. They targeted a school where I think it was 178 that were killed.
Total. That was 178 kids. And then in Moscow, remember, they took it over with suicide vests on.
Right.
And they tried to put that gas in to put them to sleep, and they just put too much gas in, and everyone ended up being killed. Remember that horrifying scene of everyone
so
in the speeder
we know,
seats
and
in
David,
Moscow?
And I don't know if you heard, Michelle, but David French, our senior counsel right here, says had personal dealings with Chechenian Islamic jihadists in Iraq. David, again, restate what we're dealing with.
We're dealing with some of the most savage terrorists, if not the most savage terrorists in the world when you're talking about Chechen terrorism. And that's why it is absolutely imperative that we know if these guys had help, if they're part of larger cells, if they're part of a larger series of attacks. We've got to know that, because if they are part of something larger, we're in danger of something that we have not experienced since 9/11.
Yeah, and that's tragic. Thinking about that brings chills up my spine. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Skip, there's going to be an issue on Mirandizing them if they catch this other one alive. That would be a huge mistake. You're a military man. Tell us why that's a mistake.
Well, the first thing we want to do is to get intelligence from them. If you Mirandize them, you tell them they don't have to say anything. So what we want to do is to have them talk, and we want to get information from them. If this is part of a broader grouping of people, a number of people who may have different plans or additional plans, we want to know that. The first goal should be to make sure that we stop the terrorism. The second goal is to worry about their individual rights. And so if we do Mirandize them at any point, it should be after we have received all the information we need for intelligence purposes.
CNN is now saying that they have jihad leanings and postings. So it's slowly moving to reality. We're about to break into a press conference here. We may go to that. Go ahead, Jordan.
And I just think for everybody listening now, this was clear, I think, when the photos were released. We said it yesterday on our broadcast before those photos that there's two possibilities here, white supremacists or Muslims. That does not mean when you say Muslims that everyone is an Arab or that everyone has the same skin tone. And so it wasn't white supremacists when you saw those photos. Those weren't Timothy McVeigh types. Those were not those guys. Those were people that had an ethnic background. And I think you have to be clear in these situations. You have to narrow your options. There was really only one remaining option in everyone's mind, unless we were dealing with something new,
all right,
because of their facial features.
Yeah, the governor's speaking now. Let's listen in for a moment.
The public who have did our request to stay indoors. We know what an inconvenience it is in Watertown and in Cambridge in particular, but really throughout the areas that we've asked for this. But it's been enormously important and helpful.
I think the governor's just going through right now and restating the obvious, which is the guys on the loose, stay inside. For our friends listening in Boston area, we sure love to hear from you, too. But do what the governor said there. Very, very important. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we'll be taking more of your phone calls, folks. I know a lot of you have been holding. Hang on the line here. We're going to get to you. We've got a lot to cover. We'll have a lot of information posted online at aclj.org. We've got a piece going up by David French. Jordan's been very active on Twitter this morning on this, so we will keep you posted on that. Again, we'll get into this whole Mirandizing issue as well, what that would mean if they did it. I encourage you to get Foundations of Freedom. That's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. That's what they hate, these terrorists. You can do that by calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you. Cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource, free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo provides you with the vital information you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Through our daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulo Live, you get the latest news, and we provide you with critical insight and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. It's the kind of program that's getting a lot of attention and many new listeners, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulo all the time in my drive into Anchorage. It's a 50-mile commute into Anchorage. And this radio show happens to be on at the time that I usually drive in, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Whether it's about the Constitution, the courts, or the halls of Congress, Jay Sekulo and the American Center for Law and Justice cuts through the clutter, providing you with clear and concise news and analysis that you won't find anywhere else. Join the growing number of Americans who listen to Jay Sekulo Live every day. Find out how you can hear the show by going online at aclj.org/ontheradio.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're taking your calls, and we're going right back to them as we discuss the pending situation right now with one terrorist still on the loose, at least one. We don't know if there's any more depth to this cell. It's two people, this conspiracy, these terrorists. That information, of course, being tracked down by the FBI and state officials as well and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Who's next?
Yeah, we'll go back to the phones. People called it all over. Let's go to let's go to Sharon in New York, line 5. Sharon's been holding on.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi there. Jay?
Yes.
Shalom. Listen, we have a real thing going on. I have a small business in Niagara Falls, New York.
I know you have a situation. Let me update everybody very quickly, Sharon. There was a car that was pulled over this morning that was suspicious. I don't know what the end result of that is. I read the report on CBS News this morning on your local TV there. What's the latest that you've heard?
Well, so far they've blocked the streets off. They told everybody to go in. The Border Patrol is there. The city police are there. Everybody's there. Apparently they were trying to probably go to Canada because our border's like 3 blocks away from here. And everybody in the – this is a busy little area called Little Italy, and everybody is off the streets and everything.
Yeah, this is not making national news right now only because everything's going on in Boston. I did see the CBS News report on that this morning. Police say there are 3 to 4 suspicious packages. The license plates were coming out of Massachusetts. The original report, which I think has been corrected, thought that the owners of the car or the people driving the car were Russians by origin. I think that has been pulled back, and they're not sure. But again, you're in Niagara Falls area. Is it still shut down right now?
Yes, it is. and so is the streets and the market and everything.
Well, I'm glad you called in and told us that. Again, that's why you broaden out the scope of this. And, Than, that's why Janet Napolitano's statements were so ridiculous.
Oh, they're absolutely ridiculous, and we've got to go back to what Skip was saying about how important it is to avoid the Mirandize here. In order to do that, Jay, we have to call them terrorists. I was thinking about this a second ago, and when you go to court, you have to deal with facts, and that's what our government has got to do here. The facts in this case, they're evil in this world. Much of that evil wants to harm American. They want to harm Americans specifically,
yep.
And they want to destroy our foundational pillars.
Yeah, but you know what, folks? This isn't a court action. This is not a criminal, David. This isn't a criminal prosecution we're talking about. This is an act of war.
Exactly. It's an act of war. They're entitled to be, they are going to be treated, or should be, I'm not going to say going.
Yeah, they should
with
be.
This administration, they should be treated as if they are unlawful enemy combatants. That means get them to Guantanamo, interrogate them rigorously, and find out what they know.
And Skip, the last thing you want to do is say you have the right to remain silent.
Absolutely. We are trying to get information. If this is much broader, we have an entryway. If we capture this person alive, we have an entryway to determine whether there are other groups, similar groups that he's aware
right.
of or has cooperated with, and we need to get that information.
Jordan, it was clear that they were planning on placing more bombs. I mean, these two had an arsenal.
I mean, there are bombs littering the streets in Boston, I mean, in this area. The reason why they haven't really handled that yet, have just kind of kept it cordoned off. They're trying to find this individual. Remember, the individual on the run is the individual they have footage of placing the package
right.
that exploded.
Right, that's
I mean,
the one that
he is
did.
Key. They keep playing this down as some 19-year-old. I mean, this is a terrorist. He's an adult. He has likely a suicide vest on, like his dead brother had. And there's only two options here. Either he's ends up dead, though you would hope he is taken away, and that we never hear from him again, and that he's never allowed to give any kind of statements in a court, and never allowed to speak out, and that no one knows what happened to him. And this is what we tell terrorists. You disappear from life. You no longer exist. Are you
right.
dead? Are you alive? It doesn't matter. We're going to use you until you're no longer necessary for our investigation.
I'm telling you this, folks. We are going to be addressing this head on, and you're seeing right now that the reports right now that we've got was that one of the bombing suspects actually became an American citizen on all dates. Will, is this confirmed? September 11th of 2012, which was the date of the Benghazi attacks. So, folks, they're going to infiltrate. This is what you got to understand. They're going to infiltrate any way they can. 1-800-684-3110, and we're going to root them out any way we can. Let's go right back to the phones.
Ruben in California, online too. Ruben, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi again, Jordan. Appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to bring this to people's attention. I come from these countries where Islam is a major religion, and I grew up around this kind of terrorism. The thing is, I don't understand what U.S. government is doing here. People think that, you know, U.S. has an upper hand on terrorism, and it's not a big threat anymore. And here our president's giving huge amounts of money to these terrorist countries. I want to bring this to people's attention that the mentality of these countries, these people, they don't appreciate when U.S. gives them money. They're just using them, and they're not going to stop having this hatred. I urge people to get familiar with the teachings of Islam, their history especially, and the reality.
Exactly, and the idea that we're funding them. I mean, folks, think about this. We're giving money to the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, I when I even say that right now, I'm thinking, what, David, is this administration thinking? What are we doing? We're not going to woo them into liking us?
Never, never. I mean, we learned that on 9/11, because remember, that plot was hatched after the Clinton administration had wined and dined Yasser Arafat more than any other
right.
foreign leader who had ever visited the Clinton administration. We had wined and dined the Palestinians, and what's happening that whole time? They're plotting the 9/11 attacks.
You know, unbelievable. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go, and we're just going to go by people who've been holding on. Let's go to Tony in New York, line 6. Tony, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Tony. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
And Jordan, listen, I just wanted to say that I pray and hope that they catch this man alive so that he can talk and we can get more information about.
Well, I mean, I think, Skip, the first idea here, what Tony's saying, is getting him alive. You'd like to get the information. I know they had no choice last night with the older brother terrorist. But if you could get him alive, Skip, that's a better way to get the information.
That's exactly right. If you get them, then we have the opportunity to exploit them for their intelligence value, and that's what we really need to do, because right now we know of two people. We don't know if this is part of a broader picture, whether they were involved in it. We know there are cells that are throughout the United States that have threatened to do this type of thing, but yep. We don't know the connections between them, and it would be very helpful to begin to unravel that.
Jordan, what's your gut on how deep or shallow
this is? There's a lot of reporting. Andrea Mitchell is reporting that this house that has been linked, that it's leaked to a lot of other people. I mean, this is leading to new leads, is what she said. Now, not a lead to one guy. I mean, this is reports, and of course, still this is not
when you
so
say a
early.
House, what are we talking about?
There is a terrorist house in the area that was completely shut down and is still shut down. There will be controlled explosions in this house now. This is their headquarters. You know, this was where they were located. And there are bombs, obviously, throughout this building. They believe it to be booby-trapped and that there's information there. I mean, these were individuals.
Was this the one during this morning that they surrounded? Because there was a gunfight this morning. Did we ever get an answer on what that was?
That gunfight could have been the person escaping. There may be more individuals linked to this. There were other arrests made. Now, if you were walking down the street and were, a guy, basically, you were getting arrested. I mean, you may be stripped. There was someone stripped naked on television because of the suicide bombing concern.
Sure.
Because the brother was killed mostly by shrapnel. I mean,
yes.
But had shrapnel throughout his body. Interesting fact, taken to Beth Israel Hospital.
Yeah, I saw, boy, was that not something right there? And the doctors tried to save him because that's what we are, Americans, unlike them. David, stripping them down to their bare skin, basically, is that typical practice in these kind of things?
It's prudent. I mean, I was getting an eerie sense of deja vu as this was all unfolding. I can't tell you the number of times in Iraq you saw members of a terrorist cell trying to escape, flinging grenades, engaging in automatic weapons fire, and then when they're cornered, one of them's wearing a suicide vest. So all of that's just being smart. And the police from this point forward should assume that the remaining suspect is wearing a suicide vest.
All right, let's take more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go to the next caller.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mary in Washington State. Mary, welcome to JSecure Live on Line 1.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I just wanted to say a couple of things I just thought of while I waited. One was to pray for the Islamic terrorists' repentance, as our Lord says, pray for our enemies to come to repentance. And also, who's going to defend him if he's not tried in a military court and he goes to a criminal court? What lawyer?
Well, unless he has money, he will be defended by, if they take him to a civilian court, we will be paying for his defense. But it would be so out. In fact, let me tell you this. As a precaution, we're already going to research this out. We already have. And Skip, we need to get a position paper up very quickly, if they catch him alive, that we're very clear, do not try this guy in a civilian court.
Absolutely. But even if he were tried in a military court, he would be given legal representation. So if he gets to the point of being tried in any of our court systems and he cannot afford an attorney on his own, an attorney will be appointed for him.
Because we're Americans.
And American attorneys have ethical obligations, and they will fight for him as if he's pure as the driven snow, because that's their obligation.
Because that's how it works in the United States of America. Evidently, that's not how it works, and we know that in Chechnya, where these Islamic radical terrorists came from. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. If you want Foundations of Freedom, I'll be happy to send it to you, because that's what they hate. So you might as well have a copy of our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Updated information there. Article by David French posted to our website shortly, if it's not already
up
there.
Now.
Up now. Jordan will be getting information out on Twitter. We'll be back in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians, whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org.
Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Go to aclj.org for updated information. David French has an article up now on our homepage. Jordan is very active on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Fan, before the break, you were saying about the Secretary of Homeland Security statement, which was, by the way, saying that we have no evidence that this is a broader plot.
Yeah, she went before a House committee and said there is no current information to suggest the attack was indicative of a broader plot. I have to tell you, that was a predetermined conclusion to fit their narrative, because think about this. Jordan outlined this for us in the last segment of the broadcast. You've got that house where there was a shootout. You've got the dead terrorist that had a suicide vest. You've got the remaining terrorist who was on video planting the bombs. And I just want to ask the question, how broad does it have to be indicative of a broader plot? I have to tell you, we better not get another comment like that from the administration, because it is clear now that they should at least be suspicious of a pretty broad plot here.
How do you, first of all, why in the world, David and Skip, would you even say that?
Well, you know, look, this is the same administration that calls the Fort Hood shooting an act of workplace violence, not terrorism, in spite of the fact that the guy was actually motivated by Al-Awlaki, who we killed in Yemen with a drone.
Jordan, you were there at 9/11. You were with the Justice Department. Let's talk about this for a moment. This is so contrary to the way John Ashcroft ran the Department of Justice, and Homeland Security was run at those times, too, under Michael Chertoff. I mean, this is – we never said things like this.
Absolutely not. You assume the worst. I mean, this is law enforcement, and law is that until it's over, you assume the worst. I mean, this is literally there were shootouts. There are shootouts going on in Boston right now. There are explosions going off. There are reporters reporting it. This is not I heard on a police radio. This is people there. This is footage, gunshots, assault weapon fire, FBI swarming, U.S. military swarming, Black Hawk helicopters in the sky. And yet what? This is two kids? No. This is not two kids who built little bombs. These are guys who had more bombs ready, likely had other targets, are likely suicidal in nature, so they do share that characteristics, maybe not at the event, but ultimately they know they may meet their demise, but that would be part of the plan, would be to go until that happens, which is why it appears from all indications from the medical reports that the older brother, the leader, you would assume here, had a suicide vest on, some kind of IED strapped to him, which is very telling of a Chechen Islamist. One of the tweets I've ever sent out that is the most tweeted ever, all I wrote was, let's be clear, the Boston bombings are an act of Islamic terrorism. Brothers are Muslims. Chechnya has deep ties to global jihad. That's all I wrote. It's been retweeted over 100 times.
Yeah.
That was 2 hours ago. And that's why people want the truth here. And that is the truth.
Yep.
It's basic. You don't have to be nasty about it. It's Islamic terrorism.
No doubt about that now. Truth. Jennifer Griffin talking about some of that on Fox. Take a listen, number six.
There are many sources that I'm talking to in the intelligence and law enforcement community who never believed it was contained and always believed that once the pictures were put out there and once these terrorists believed that the gig was up, that could trigger other cells to act.
Skip, do you think we've got other Chechnyan cell, Islamic Chechnyan groups here in the United States?
I'm sure that we have those, and I'm sure that we have those from other groups, and they're going to encourage and be encouraged by each other. You know, the Islamic world, if you're a traditional Islamist, they don't recognize nation-state loyalties. They recognize this
right.
loyalty to the Ummah, this group, the fact that all Muslims are together. And therefore, they feed on each other. And if we have any radical groups anywhere in the United States, and they see this as a righteous act, which many of them will, then that may encourage them to take similar action. We need to be very careful nationwide in the next few days just to make sure that we don't have copycats or others who are encouraged to do this type of thing.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, we'll do it by time. Roger in Florida, line 4. Roger, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Roger.
How y'all doing this
afternoon? Good.
Sir? I'm just wondering if the fact that the president has opened his White House to radical Muslim groups, such as the Muslim Brotherhood, has made this situation possible where these men did what they did.
Well, I think they were, look, I think these radicals would do it, period, because they hate America, but I think the president's policies have failed. And I am really outraged and incensed, frankly, that how do you feel, Americans, today, knowing that we're about to ship 4 more F-16s, David French, to the Muslim Brotherhood? This week, they could be going out.
It's insanity.
What are we thinking? I mean, this administration needs to say, stop, reset, don't do this.
Well, you know, let's remember it. One of the slogans of the Muslim Brotherhood is Jihad is our way.
Yeah, well, they're doing it.
The current leader of Al-Qaeda got his start in the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. I mean, it's absolute insanity. But, you know, it's the same insanity that's been going on since the Cairo speech all the way back in 2009.
I blame the Cairo speech for a lot of things. Let's get another phone call. Go ahead.
Head of Al-Qaeda, Al-Zahiri, was in Chechnya. I mean, he was in Chechnya trying to find a new safe haven for Al-Qaeda. So
because
this is how far the links
look,
go. So you've got Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda. Chechnya has had long, long ties to Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
And yet we were condemning these countries like Putin in Russia for taking strong action and saying that they were violating human rights by crushing this Islamic terrorism. People like Slobodan Milosevic were fighting very similar kind of Islamic terrorism. And they ended up in the International Criminal Court and dying in prison.
Yeah,
so it's interesting how things come full circle when you're fighting these wars, and you better pick your allies very carefully. Katrina is calling in from Colorado, line 5. Katrina, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Jay. Thank you. My question is there ever going to come a time where the United States just has to consider closing their borders to protect us and our own people?
Oh, check it out. What mosque these guys were going to? Who influenced them? How did they get here in the first place? It's a very confusing family situation. The mother's here, evidently, or was here. The father's back in Russia now. The uncle's in Maryland outside of Baltimore. I mean, this is, you know, and he's saying Chechnya is a peace love. The uncle went on the air today. I can't even figure that one out altogether, but whatever. The fact of the matter is we've got to figure out who's coming in this country and who is in this country. And by the way, opening debates on immigration today in the United States Senate.
Well, and their father threatened America. Their father got on media from
yes.
Russia and
Why
started
say
threatening
what he said?
The United States. He said if
my
his
son
is killed, the 19-year-old, serious consequences, right? He would get crazy.
He said all hell will break loose.
Yeah,
all hell will break loose. I mean,
right.
These are Islamist jihadists. Their families are likely tied to it. Not everyone necessarily. They've got sisters who wouldn't let the FBI in this morning in
of course
New York.
Not.
So they had to force in. And now they're surrounding buildings. I mean, this is like we had a caller from Niagara Falls. There's a lot going on that the news doesn't even have time to report. I mean, I understand.
Right.
When you watch this last night unfold and the media just standing there in Boston suburbs in the middle of gunfire, and you're thinking, okay, this is not even like Israel, what's happened there with terrorism. This is like living in Russia when those terror attacks occurred by these kind of groups. Weapons, bombs, suicide vest. These were trained people. When you saw their pictures, you realized how they walked right out. They never shook. They weren't nervous. They weren't scared. And obviously they walked up and killed police officers for no reason last night. I mean, these guys are seriously dangerous and likely, you know, tied to other people.
Yeah, I think we're going to find that out as the weekend progresses, folks. We'll keep you posted. Go to ACLJ.org for updated information. As I said, David French has got an article up there right now. Jordan's going to be keeping information out on Twitter. So I encourage you, that is twitter.com/JordanSekulow. You can get David's article at ACLJ.org. We will keep everybody posted. Again, if you want Foundations of Freedom, we'll send it to you absolutely free. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's hope and pray that they catch this other Chechen Islamic terrorist and get the information out of him to prevent other attacks. And we'll keep everybody up to date on what's happening in New York and other places as it develops through the weekend. So you want to check us out at ACLJ.org and our social media. Have a good weekend.
There's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online at ACLJ.com.